Chapter 12, The Disguise. The ponies and Spike had only been inside Discord's house for a few moments when he broke down into a puddle of emotion.
Okay, okay, I confess, Discord blubbered, head down on the kitchen table. It's true, I've been keeping a secret from you all. I was only doing the play because Princess Celestia sent me on a mission to test my friendship skills and said I had to.
He gasped and covered his mouth.
We didn't even ask you anything yet.
Applejack looked to her friends, eyebrow cocked. They seemed as equally puzzled as she was.
But I applaud your honesty.
Princess Celestia gives you tests too? Twilight was dumbfounded. How long has this been going on? Who else is involved? She began to pace back and forth on the uneven floor, racking her brain for answers. Even though Twilight Sparkle was no longer the princess's faithful student, she still couldn't give up the idea of being the only teacher's pet. I must write to her and catch up.
Twilight, aren't you forgetting why we came over here in the first place?
Rainbow Dash urged. She bit her lip.
You know!
Oh, right. Twilight straightened and cleared her throat. Discord, in light of your recent confession, this makes things rather awkward, but
the cast of The Singing Stallion think it might be best if you sit this one out,
Applejack admitted.
Real sorry, Sugar Cube.
I'm out of the show?
Discord wailed.
Why?
They all think you're just playing a big prank on them,
Spike shrugged. He held out his left claw and counted on it.
First there was the trombone thing, then it was the bubble burps, then the hoof lights and the creepy music, then the ice rink stage, and then the ruined library set.
But I didn't do all of those things, Discord retorted. Only two of them.
See?
Said Fluttershy, turning to the others with a proud smile.
I knew he would never ruin your set, Applejack.
But if you didn't, then who did?
Rarity asked.
I haven't the foggiest idea.
Suddenly, a small cloud of fog rolled in through the open window and surrounded the top of Discord's head like a hat. He closed his eyes and thought for a moment.
It must have been that pony Noteworthy.
Discord nodded, rubbing his white goatee with his claw.
That fellow sure does dislike me.
Pinkie Pie shook her head.
What a bunch of drama-rama!
Discord wasn't sure what to do. He had really made quite the mess with all his antics at rehearsal.
Normally, a petty little pony activity wouldn't concern me in the slightest, he whined. But I've actually become quite attached to the idea of being on stage. It made me feel included.
And we loved having you there, too, assured Fluttershy.
She looked down at the ground, defeated. Her pink mane fell in front of her eyes.
I just wish there was some way for you to be in the show without upsetting every pony.
Like wear a disguise?
Asked Pinkie Pie.
That's brilliant!
Discord popped up to his feet.
I can be in the show and investigate who framed me so I can clear my name!
The Draconicus disappeared into a puff of smoke. When it cleared, there stood a taupe unicorn with a black mane and a tornado cutie mark. Discord the pony grinned.
It's showtime!